And I'm going to read a couple more verses here, picking up at verse 13. But Moses said to God, if I come to the Israelites and they say, and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said further, thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, thus you shall say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all. Well, here we are. All right? And I'm saying particularly to you soon-to-be graduates and loved ones that traveled along with them. Some of us started together 3 years ago. Some of us started a little bit longer than 3 years ago, and that's okay. And we've come to this day of celebration, of excitement, of wonder, of change and transition. Who would have thought, as we come to this day, that so many of us in this room would have so much in common with Moses? Some of you who are about to graduate are second, or maybe third, or maybe fourth career persons. And there was old Moses there in his father-in-law's business, taking care of the sheep, out in some place that seemed like nowhere, like no land. And something strange happened out there. And he is compelled to see what this strange thing is. And many of you in this room were somewhere, and something strange happened, and you were compelled to see what this unusual thing was. And this unusual thing turned out to be Lancaster Theological Seminary. Now, let me just make it clear here. I'm not comparing LTS to that fiery bush. But something happened that brought all of us here in some way, whether students or loved ones who also made the journey, that we come here. And as Moses got close, turning aside from his everyday, and that's what we all did. We turned aside from what we were doing. And some of us weren't all that happy about turning aside. And we were surprised by what we encountered. That, like Moses, we came into holy ground. Not because this old building is necessarily holy. Don't get me wrong, I like this old building. It keeps me out of the rain most of the week. But like Moses, it's the encounter that made the holy. Take off your shoes, Moses. There's something special here. Those of you who've made the journey for 3, 4, 5, 6 years know that you, in some way, in ways that just we could never have figured out beforehand, have encountered the Holy One. And this Holy One called Moses to a specialized ministry. And like Moses, many of us in this room say, What? Me? Who, me? Who am I? I'm no one. They're not going to listen to me. This Holy One shares with Moses something of the Holy One's self. First of all, this is not a stranger. This is the God of the family. And no matter wherever we came from, whatever our paths, God revealed God's self to us. Not as strangers. Say, hey, we have a connection. We have some history. It may be long, it might be short, but we have history. And Moses says, well, who am I? You know, they're going to ask me for some credentials. Now, some of you in a couple hours are going to get some credentials. But for some of the people you're going to, that's not going to be enough. These people are going to want more, God. What's your name? What am I going to say to them? And the name is given. I am who I am. I am who I will be. I am whatever I want to be. Tell him that I am has sent you. See, the sending is not just for us. We know in the text that it says that God observed, God knew what was happening. And God knows the suffering of the people. Some of you know where you're going after graduation. Some of you don't. And that's all right. But God knows the needs of those to whom you will be sent. And because God knows the needs, God is sending you to those people. And we are to say, the Holy One who is, who always will be, who will be whatever that Holy One wants to be, that Holy One is sending us to bring the word. That Holy One is commissioning us to go forth. You see, there's something about that name, that holy name. Many of us came to seminary a few years ago, or many, many years ago. It's 30 years since I started seminary this year. And we thought, you know, we knew a thing or two, right? Right? I came from a church, and I studied religion in college, and I knew Greek and Hebrew before I got to seminary. I know something. And some of us come to seminary and say, well, you know, I've seen life. I've been around the block several times. I know what's going on. And in our encounter with the Holy One, and in our encounter, our relationship and struggle with the One who is and always will be, one of the things I hope we have learned is that we cannot put limits around God. See, that's one of the things about that name. It's not what I used to be sent you. It's not what you've already figured out has sent you. It's I will be whatever I will be that has sent us for, to a people who need to hear the word of the One who will be whatever that One will be. God is ready for every situation, even if we're not. Let me say that again. God is ready for every situation. And when we feel, and there are times when we feel so unprepared, so unqualified, so I don't get what's going on, let us take comfort that we are not going there alone. Right? What was the word to Moses? I will be with you. The Holy One who is and who will be, whatever that Holy One wants to be and needs to be for that situation that we are being sent to, that Holy One will be with us. And Moses is given a sign about his call. Moses is given a sign that this is true for you because sometime that people are going to come back here and worship on this holy mountain. And you may say, well, wait a minute. What kind of sign is that? I need a sign going in. I don't need a sign afterward. I've learned so many things here at this seminary, but the ones we are being sent to haven't been here with you. It's up to you whether or not you had a burning bush experience here at seminary. But whatever experience you had, those people have not experienced it with you. But what you can bring is what you know of that Holy One. The one who is, who will be whatever that Holy One wants to be, whatever that Holy One needs those people to be, whatever that Holy One is what we need to be. So part of the sign, part of the promise is that there are going to be results of the ministry that we don't know all the details yet. That Holy One who is, who will be, who will never leave us, is always going to be with us. And that means then, dear ones, beloved of God, that where is the holy ground? The holy ground is not necessarily Santee Chapel. It's not necessarily the campus of Lancaster Theological Seminary. The holy place, the holy ground, is every spot where God is. That holy spot is where we go forth in our everyday life. The holy ground is not someplace out there. It's in the mix and the mush of the everyday. And in that everyday, in whatever our callings are, that Holy One, the one who is, who will be whatever that Holy One will be, that one that whatever we need will be with us. May it be that as we go forth from here, we recognize that we always, always, always are on holy ground. Amen.